From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Get it out.
No,
I turned the mics up early so you could get the sneeze on there.
I know, I was trying.
Well, blow your nose before we start so I don't have to edit out 18 fucking sniffles throughout this episode. God, it is just Jeff is a cornucopia of bad bodily sounds. He's snuffling. He's got like a fucking the gurgling that comes up in your throat like three times an episode.
Really?
Jeff, it's fucking bananas.
Huh.
You're a mess.
You gotta try sleeping with me sometime.
No, again? Never again. I told you that.
Yeah, once was enough.
Yeah, once was enough. And that was against my will almost. Welcome back to TGO Radio, everyone. We are recording on Thursday, back to Thursday, September 7th.
In the year of our Lord, 2023.
Yeah.
Almost your over. Lord.
It's all, I mean, check local listings, but summer hit a wall and it's over.
Boy, I tell you what, I think this might be it,
I mean, it is. It was a high of 68 today.
We went from, what, 90 to yesterday? To
90, fire 98 or whatever it was.
Yeah, to 68 today.
What they say like, about this town, or my town, I should say, if you don't like the weather, hang out for about 10 minutes.
Hang around.
Yeah, it'll fucking change.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think you're right. I think fall is here.
Well, football starts tonight, so...
You know, now that the college players can do, you know, these endorsements and stuff, you getting back into college ball at all?
No.
No?
Nah.
I know that was always one of your big problems with it.
That was never my objection.
Oh,
my objection to college football. I mean, that was not why I didn't watch college football.
Yeah.
My objection to college football was it was amateur players playing amateur football. That was always my objection.
You never really were into it at all, were you? And then quit it for a reason.
Nah,
that's
no.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you have to let people who are making you a fuck ton of money have rights to their own names.
Oh, shit.
You have to. That's only logical. You have to let them have that. You have to let them make their deals. They are human beings.
Everybody.
You have to let them own their own fucking name. It's insane not to do it. But that was never why I didn't watch college football.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's amateurs playing an amateur's version of a grown man's game, and it's just not appealing to me.
Everybody.
It's college kid making college kid mistakes.
Everybody.
And I would just rather watch pro football.
Everybody in that business was making money hand over fist except the fucking guys doing the work.
Except the kids putting their brains and everything else on the line. They got to be...
They hid behind that fucking, well, it's amateur football. It's a, you're getting an education. You know what? That fucking shit ended like 50 years ago.
Yeah, but then they're building $15 million training facilities. Right. Quit telling me it's amateur athletics.
Exactly.
Don't do that. That's crazy.
It's fucking semi-pro ball. It's fucking farm leagues for the NFL. Yeah,
right. Which just you say, know. Just I mean, we all know what it is. Just yeah. Why they can't say, I don't know. Yeah. But anyways, no, I'm, it was just not for me. It's just, it's amateur football, and I would rather watch pros play. I know people love it. I know you love it. My stepbrother is fucking crazy about it.
I'm more excited for it this year for some reason. I'm not really sure why.
I don't know. But real football starts tonight, and super anxious to
who's playing tonight?
Start watching some football. I knew you were going to fucking ask me that. It's Detroit and Kansas City or something like
Yikes.
That. Yeah.
Well, that'd be a bloodbath.
See, Detroit. See, my boy Nick Bosa got the highest contract for a defensive player in the history of football yesterday.
No, what'd he get?
$144 million or something like that. Or
over what? 10?
5 years.
Five? Jesus.
Yeah, 125 guaranteed or something. And those might not be the exact numbers, but they're close. And yeah, Nick Bosa from the beloved Niners, man. It's fucking wild.
God damn.
Yeah, dude. Can we talk about my beloved Braves for 2 seconds?
I suppose. Welcome to sports talk.
Jeff in the douche on the fist, 96.9 sports ramp up. Went out to LA, okay, 4 games at Los Angeles. LA, the second best team in the National League, right?
Behind the Braves?
Behind the beloved Braves.
Yeah.
Went out to LA, must win series, beat them 3 out of 4 games.
Okay.
Okay.
The Braves did.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Go back to Atlanta. Now, this is in LA. Go back to Atlanta, have a day off, and the lowly Cardinals.
Fuck the Cardinals.
Murdered our fucking carcasses back-to-back nights. Killed us Tuesday and Wednesday night. Murdered. It's just baseball, man. It's just, you know.
I know. I just, yeah.
But I think their magic number is 11 or 12 to win the division or something like that. So it'll be in the next week or two. And
boy, that's going to start wrapping up here, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Man.
I got MLB TV dialed in for the rest of the regular season, man. Last weekend I finally pulled the trigger on it. And so I'll be watching the beloved Braves down the stretch.
Right on.
I had the game on last night. I passed out before it started. I rolled over. It was 6-0. I went, God damn. Every time I fucking rolled over, they were hitting another home run off of us. it's just over the fence for a home run. Yeah, no Jesus shit it was. Christ. They fucking killed us the last 2 nights. Anyway, everybody, welcome back to TGO Radio. I'm Brian, that's Jeff. Producing is Doug Reach Around.
What's up?
How we doing, Daddy?
Doing okay.
Right on, man.
Doing all right, man. Good. Life is good.
Taking a turn?
How's life? Taking forever. Nah, it's all right. I can't complain.
Good, man.
Things are good, so.
I got to get out of my job. Other than that,
no, you don't.
No, I do, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I do.
Okay, just don't until you have something else.
Well, this is what you keep saying, and that's why I'm, you know, in the process of paying ahead on all my bills and stuff for 6 months. So that,
give you that cushion, that fuck you cushion.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a cushion, baby. The casino posted a job thing, like a shipping and receiving thing, and I went, I kind of thought about that for a minute, but. The casino.
Shipping and receiving, that'd be...
lots of paperwork.
Be some physical.
Well, I need it. I'm fat. You know, maybe drop some fucking...
You're going to be 51.
Yeah, well, maybe I drop some fucking weight finally, you know?
Yeah, you dropped it from your belly to your ass.
Your belly to your ass. I know, so there's some stuff out there.
Yeah.
But anyways, well, you know...
You know...
It is a light news week, Daddy-O, and...
Speaking of being old, I was carousing the old TikTok last
night.
Came across this like little slideshow. The title of it was Rock Metal Weekly News, Weeks 27 and 28, whatever. So, and it's actually, I tried to, you know, you can save videos, but I went to save the video on this one. It just saved all the individual pictures from this. So
the creator needs to enable the video saving.
Well, whatever. We can. So what... What struck me about this is, so let's just look at these. So the first one was Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie Kickoff Tour.
Oh, my gracious.
Ancient People. Foreigner plots 2024 Las Vegas residency. Ancient People.
Wait a second. Let's go back one. Zombie not as old as Alice Cooper by a damn sight.
No, I know. Rob Zombie's probably what, our age maybe?
25 years at least younger than Alice Cooper.
I mean, Alice is pushed. He's not 80, but he's pushing
it. He's pushing it.
He's my Alice Cooper's my dad's age.
He's pushing it hard uphill. He's pushing it.
But okay. So you got this, you know, the 70-year-old.
Yeah.
The guys in Foreigner, they got to be 70, late 60s, early 70s. Yeah. If, I don't know, there might be some, I'm talking original members.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, if
if there's any left. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about Lou Gramm. He's, if he hasn't been already, he's going to be out here soon. So he's, and I watched a video of his a few.
Yeah.
It's not great. Yeah, it's not great.
Peter Gabriel, new song, releases new song.
Okay.
You got Peter Frampton, announces more U.S. tour dates.
Yeah. See him, by the way, while you can, because his condition one day, he will not be able to.
Yeah, well, he's
going to
be right there next to fucking Buffett.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett died after fighting skin cancer. Yeah, we knew that.
Former Whitesnake guitarist Bernie Marsden, dead at 72.
I saw that.
Pearl Jam. Now, not geriatrics, but...
Close.
You know, I mean... you know what? There was one slide on here, something about Green Day selling fucking shirts with Trump's mugshot on it. And I deleted it because I can't stand it. But Green Day was probably the youngest band referenced in this list. But yeah.
And they're our age, damn near.
Right. Yeah. You got Bob Dylan announces new North American tour dates.
Yeah.
You got, okay, so we're going to talk about this. You got the Rolling Stones teasing a new song, Don't Get Angry.
Yeah.
Or Angry or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Former Dire Straits guitarist Jack Soni dead.
Oh.
Alice Cooper releases new album. I'm sorry, but the only guy I know in Dire Straits is Mark Knopfler, so.
I think that's all most people know, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Not to be that guy about it, but.
Yeah. The Pretenders, new album.
The Pretenders?
The Pretenders, new fucking album. I didn't know Squiggy was in, or Lenny was in the Pretenders. Oh, there's Squiggy right there.
Hello.
Hello. No, that's it.
Okay.
So, you know, so I'm looking at that list going, Jesus Christ.
Well, okay,
These people are fucking ancient. They're still doing it.
Right, and I have the answer to the question.
God damn.
I can tell you why all of that's happening. Because all of their fans are our folks' age and older. It's a nostalgia play. And if you want to make money and you're older, this is how you do it now.
What happened to fucking burning out, rock and roll, sex, drugs?
Well, they probably spent it all.
Somebody put together a meme with a picture of Mick Jagger, you know, looking all happy and shit, and Mitch McConnell all froze up next to him and says, you know, one really shouldn't, you know, degrade the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah, I guess not.
Or discount. Yeah, shouldn't discount the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lifestyle.
Fucking McConnell says he's fine.
No, his doctor that they paid,
well,
the Capitol doctor.
The Capitol doctor. Like, you'd think that'd
he
be some
ain't
fucking
fine.
He's not fine.
Jesus Christ.
He is not fine.
Get these fucking...
This is the Rolling Stones song,
this is a new song.
Okay.
I thought the video for this was fucking awesome. Great video.
Who's that blonde piece of ass right there?
I didn't hate this, man.
Okay, listen. So, listen. They're all 80.
Yep.
Or older, right?
Yep. Well, Wyman's dead.
This is going to be a hit.
I like this.
This song, I don't love it. Here's the thing. This is going to be a hit.
Yeah.
But it's... Guys in their 80s should suck a lot more than what this song is.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they should suck a lot. This should be unlistenable at that age.
You know how many...
And it's not... average, you know, it's an average rock song. If maybe even a cunt hair below average. But they're, we can't write a song this good.
Nope.
Like, and we're 50.
Yeah, you know, many 80-year-olds are sitting in nursing homes
you
right now.
You fucking kidding
drooling
me?
And shitting themselves.
This is, yeah, it should not
a lot.
Be, it should not be good enough to be an average rock song. Is my nope. point. It should be the worst piece of shit we ever heard, and it's not. It's not.
I didn't hate it, man.
No,
I did not hate it.
Who is this blonde piece of ass?
I don't
God.
Know. Dancing on the car.
Damn.
I love the video. I thought that video was Ooh, really cool.
She's
man.
Got some fuckable tits. Whoever that is, golly. Doug with some info for me. Doug Reacher. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Reacher around.
You mean he actually did some fucking work?
Let's see here. Anyway. Angry Video, which debuted on Wednesday morning. Starring actress Sydney Sweeney. Oh, she's on Euphoria and White Lotus, both of which I've heard of, but I've not seen either of them. But I'll tell you what, this video, she is some fuckable piece of ass. I'll tell you
what's,
that.
What's her name?
Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, she is.
Oh, of course, she spells it with a Y.
Well, Sydney with an I would be male.
Well, a Y. S-Y-D, not S-I.
Right, S-I-D would be a male, though.
Oh, it would?
Yeah, right?
Oh, fuck,
isn't that the
know.
Way? I tell you, I'm not big. Wow.
I got yeah, out of, that's cutie pie.
Jeff, I got out of the shower the other day, and I'm sitting
Oh, on, my.
And I'm sitting. Boy, you fall for that, too. That red lipstick. You
yeah.
fall for that, don't you? I don't.
I like that.
I don't.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
I like that.
You know, let's see what's next. Boy, she's got some big fuckable tits,
yeah.
though. I will
Look
tell you
him.
That. Man.
Oh,
that's,
my.
That's pretty good right there. God,
all right.
Golly.
Well, you said that's a nice piece of business.
That is a fine piece of business, I said to you about something the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, God.
Got that Cliff Burton fucking part going.
She really does. Like the drummer from Faith No More. Oh, man. Yeah, see, that's what I need to see right there.
That's all right.
Confused. Yeah. How old is she?
Does
it say how old she is right there? When's her birthday?
25.
25. She... Bless her heart.
20. Fucking five. September 12th.
Yeah.
She'll be 26 in a few days.
Oh.
1997.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that shit. Goddamn kids.
She'll be 26 in a couple of days. Happy birthday, Sydney. Let me come on your cheeks.
Looks all confused. Like, where are the paper towels?
I was sitting on a paper towel. I'll give you a real towel. That's how I feel about you. Sitting on the couch the other day after I got out of the shower, man, sitting on the edge of the couch, and my fucking balls, the cat was almost playing with them. They were hanging there, buddy. To stuff my balls in that girl's mouth would take half an hour. I've got old man balls, I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Oh, my fucking stars.
I heard you.
Oh, my stars. I heard you.
That's all right.
You texted me twice yesterday that same thing, and I almost said I heard you. You sent me a text that came through twice. Oh, I laughed.
I'm about done texting you because my texts don't seem to come through.
You don't answer me half
the
fucking
time. You're
fucking
ignoring me. I don't think yours are coming through either for some reason.
Yeah.
Because I think you said something to me last night about a text you sent, and I had to think about it for a second, and I don't know that I actually got it.
Well, you're old.
Huh?
I'm telling you.
Huh?
So we're still looking at Sydney Sweeney? Who's that dork?
Who's this
she's with?
Fucking idiot?
I hate him, whoever
she's
he is.
Engaged to who? Her dad?
Why does she have the Joker's hairline? That's what I want to know about this guy. Oh, man, you know what? I really should not fart because I will shit my pants.
Do it.
No, I'm not going to do it today. Whoa, hi, what's going on there? I think Euphoria is a show mostly for girls in their late teens and early 20s. I've not seen it. I know people love it. I've not seen it.
Yeah.
So, White Lotus, I think older chicks kind of dig it. But I've also heard that's good, but I've not seen it. I think Aubrey Plaza is in White Lotus, I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
Who?
Aubrey Plaza, the young girl in Parks and Rec.
Oh, okay.
I like her. I'd like to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Aubrey Plaza. A-U-B-R-E-Y.
Yeah, I can fucking spell.
If you could spell, I wouldn't have to fucking tell you how to spell it. Because you thought it was Sydney with an I for a woman, you doofus.
Fuck you.
What?
It's fucking...
What happened?
Guys could...
What happened?
He just
got... What happened?
Got through telling me he could spell. He's competent for an old man.
Yeah, because I type both names at the same time.
You fucking double cunt. Fuck you. Shut up, stupid. I wish we had cameras.
Oh yeah, there she is.
Oh yeah. Maybe that's not the picture right there, but yeah. That sharp chin right into my balls when she's fucking gargling my just plumb that throat, baby. I'm gonna roto-rooter that larynx. Yes I am.
Why does she kind of look like Mackenzie Phillips right there?
Well, that's a good, that's a
apt. Young Mackenzie Phillips, yeah. Man. A little bit. That's weird.
Oh, this show's over.
Huh? That's a bad answer. Bad answer.
That's a bad answer, kiddos. That's a bad answer. Fucking look at those eyes. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
At the height of the fappening, when all that celebrity nude stuff was getting out several years ago.
Oh, yeah?
She had a video get out that was
lovely. Yeah.
A little fingering video. Just
little terrific. Fingering video.
Just terrific. Terrific. If it's her. But, yeah. I saw that. Emily the Criminal. By the way, movie recommendation. It's this show will be on a month from now, and it'll be way out of theaters by then. Golda. Helen Mirren plays Golda Meir.
Oh,
Prime
yeah?
Minister of Israel. And right. Seven at the beginning of the Yom Kippur War with Egypt.
Huh.
Hour 40. You're in, you're out. Good flick.
Good flick?
Enjoyed it quite
a
bit.
I like Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Good flick.
You ever seen young Helen Mirren?
Yeah, buddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Who'd I see a picture of someone young last night?
Well, I sent you that one of Mary Lou Henner.
That's what it was.
With her fucking nips
God
sticking
damn
out
it,
of that
man.
Fucking t-shirt, carrying a six-pack of Coors or a 12-pack. That was an awesome picture.
God,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that young Mary Lou Henner was.
Yeah, it
was. That's the one you said was a nice piece of business.
Well, that's exactly what it was. She was a redhead, too, right? Which
I think
so. You know how I feel about redheads. Mm. Oh, as a girl, I was driving to work the other morning, or maybe driving home the other afternoon, through the college campus and got to a red light, and there was a redhead crossing the street. I about howled like a fucking wolf. Oh, I do like a redhead. Man.
Yeah, that young Helen Mirren was all right.
Aubrey Plaza. I do like her.
Yep. It's okay.
There she is with...
the fuck is that?
Jenna Ortega. She was in Wednesday. Yeah.
Did not care for
that was for
show.
Teenage girls also. It was okay. It was
not
fine.
Care for that.
Jeff, it was fine. But you know.
I hated it.
Yeah.
Trixie was watching it and I found something else to do really quick.
I mean, it's definitely for teenage girls. I mean, I can see why you had that. Oh, look at that. Right in that mouth. Look at that. Oh. That's about what it'd be like if my cock was in there too, about the size of her pinky.
Oh, so it's this big? Yeah, okay, bring it over.
What the fuck's going on right there?
Where?
My stars.
Oh yeah.
My.
Mm-hmm. That's the way. I do like some Aubrey Plaza, man.
Okay, I got that Audrey Hepburn, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Look a little
bit.
Boy,
I did not like that. I mean, did you like that movie? I know people love
I
it.
Think I've seen it once a long time ago, and it's not one of my favorites.
I did not. Yeah. Maybe I need to watch it again, but I did not like Breakfast at Tiffany's. Wow.
Hmm. Mm. All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Well,
we do not have a lot of news this week. And I know it's kind of hacky, but I want to play this because I was at my dad's. I tell you what, at my dad's yesterday, watched Jeopardy, and it was tough business. By the time I got one correct, I wanted to get up and have a fucking parade. It was tough yesterday. I was getting nothing on Jeopardy.
How tough was it?
Oh, I'll tell you, it was so tough, you know. But I saw a commercial for some old person cancer medication, and the fucking list of symptoms you could get was a minute and a half long.
Oh, I know, man.
And I know it's hack, but I'm going to play it anyway so you can hear it. It's I couldn't believe it's at least 45 seconds long, the stuff that can go wrong.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm going to time it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Family's just very important.
She's my sister, and we depend on each other a lot.
Do She's you? The rock of the family. She's the person who holds everything together.
We got it.
It's a battle. You know,
it's a 90-second commercial, first of all, so you know half of it's fucking symptoms, right?
Yeah.
Peter.
Keytruda and chemotherapy men treated my cancer with two different types of medicine.
In a clinical trial, Keytruda and chemotherapy was proven to help people live longer than chemotherapy alone. Keytruda is used to treat more patients with advanced lung cancer than any other immunotherapy. Keytruda may be used with certain chemotherapies as your first treatment. If you have advanced non-squamous, non-small cell lung cancer, and you do not have an abnormal EGFR or ALK gene, Keytruda helps your immune system fight cancer, but can also cause your immune system to attack healthy parts.
Okay. So as we get to healthy parts, okay, hit the timer, right? Okay.
It can also cause your immune system to attack healthy parts of your body. This can happen during or after treatment and may be severe and lead to death. See your doctor right away if you have cough, shortness of breath, chest pain, diarrhea, severe stomach pain or tenderness, severe nausea or vomiting, headache, light sensitivity, eye problems, irregular heartbeat, extreme tiredness, constipation, dizziness or fainting, changes in appetite, thirst, or urine, confusion or memory problems, muscle pain or weakness, fever, rash, itching, or flushing. These are not all the possible side effects.
These are not all the possible side effects.
I got almost 30 seconds.
Yeah! They're not all the possible side effects.
So why the fuck would I take this shit?
Yeah, wait, right.
No thanks. I'll take the cancer.
Just let me. Will you let me go to hell the way I want to?
Best
God
line
damn
ever.
It, man!
Can you let me go to hell the way I want?
Is that the single best line in that show? Do you think?
Boy, I tell you what, it's fucking.
It's
close.
Right up there.
There's some great dialogue in that show, but that's a. It's even better with his little speech before it.
It's Lions at Kansas City tonight. Is the answer to the question?
Oh, okay.
When you listen to the show 4 weeks from now.
Right,
when
it's yeah.
Live, you can know.
When it matters.
Who's got it tonight? Amazon? Who's got that game tonight? I have no idea who's got it. I still got Amazon, but I canceled everything else.
I don't Jeff, fuck it. Oh, it,
everything
you know what, that's right.
Else.
Yeah.
Gone. Yeah. I changed credit cards and didn't make the switch.
Well, you know, NBC has.
That's right. Who does have that tonight?
NBC's got the Big Ten contract now to show football games. Oof. And
the 50 teams in the Big Ten, you mean?
Boy, the fucking Michigan fans were pissed last week because their noon game against the School of the Blind. Everybody opens up with week two. But the only way you could watch it at noon was on Peacock.
Oh.
You had to have the app and a subscription.
Well, Notre Dame did that too.
Yeah,
a few
they
times
did a couple years.
Year,
they did that, yeah. I think, last year and the year before.
Let me see. Lions at Kansas City.
Big Ten, welcome to the Notre Dame Football Network.
Sheesh, man. How to watch week one opening game for free. Well, probably can't.
For free.
Waffle fries. For free. Week one, blah, blah, blah. The game will air on NBC.
Oh, okay.
So by the time I get home, I'll be needing to go to bed, but I might check out a quarter or something.
Lions and the Chiefs, you say, right?
Lions at Chiefs.
Might watch that or some of it. I won't watch it all.
Now, Sunday I'll be on the couch watching football. Good to have it back.
You know, I always hate to see summer go, but once the weather like we got today hits and the football starts – it's like, okay, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. I love fall. I just hate what's coming with fucking snow.
If it weren't for the snow, yeah. I'd be good, man. The yep. cold, I'm fine. But the snow and the ice
fuck that
is
snow.
What, yeah, that's it.
I don't like that bitter cold. It starts getting below 20 and I start getting a little fucking irritable, but, you know, I got over 40 years of age and started getting irritable, so.
started. yeah. I've got a little bit of news if you're interested.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Dashy old man recaps news.
What happened?
Stay tuned for this and more.
But it could be that this laptop or Doug's laptop or whichever one needs to be skipped across the fucking street.
Yeah, that might help. Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
A Delta flight.
I think I heard about this.
I think. A Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta to Barcelona on last Friday night, was forced to turn around after a passenger had diarrhea. Now,
I had to check and see if you were out of town.
Now, you'd say to yourself, really? A passenger had diarrhea and you? Yeah. And then the video got out yesterday.
Oh, shit. Some.
Yep. Yep. And if you've not seen the video,
I have not.
I commend that to your attention.
Oh, my God.
You say, well, what kind of diarrhea episode does there have to be to necessitate a pilot turning the plane around and going back?
Turning the whole plane around.
Watch that video, and you'll see what kind of diarrhea episode. It is down the entirety of the fucking... You know, and it's not just a few drips.
It's
spread a foot wide. I mean, Jeff, you need to pull this video up.
God,
it is really something.
All right, how do I?
I don't know. Just search for video of.
Let me get zoomed in. Here. What airline was it?
Delta, Atlanta to Barcelona. Video diarrhea. That's got to get you there.
Delta Atlanta diarrhea.
There we go. This video, by the way, is a fucking dull. It's about 3 seconds long.
Oh, that's it?
But you see everything you need to see, Daddy-O. It's really something.
I don't know that I really want to watch this.
Doug, can you bring it? There we go. Can you bring it up over here?
There it is.
Okay.
Let me make sure. Oh, yeah. This is the way. I don't know that I really want to fucking see this. Oh, is this the aftermath?
This is them trying to clean off. Yeah.
Oh my God!
It is. I mean,
Oh, God.
Oh fuck! Now, there is diarrhea, and there's whatever this fucking monster had on this plane. It's really something.
Oh my God! Look like a pile of baked beans. What the?
It was. I fucking. When that video came out, it was yesterday or today. I fucking howled. I know I say that, but when I tell you I had tears in my eye, I was fucking screaming.
Dude, I'm fucking crying. That's so gross.
And it's not just, it's a foot wide.
Oh, is this just repeating itself?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It is.
I told you, this is like a 4-second video, but it's really something. I fucking was screaming from laughter.
Boy, you get right there and it just...
It's that That tells you the whole story. That shot right there, man.
Oh.
It's really something.
Somebody had to, a lot of people had to walk over that to get off the plane.
A dietary wonderland. It is really something.
Oh, can you imagine the smell? Oh,
Jeff, it was a, the pilot called it a biohazard. He turned the plane around.
I would have bludgeoned that motherfucker with my bare fists.
If you have a sensitive stomach, a warning about this next story here. We're learning new details about the first Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta, Barcelona to turn around Friday night mid-flight. I saw this on social media yesterday. I swear I thought it was a gross joke.
She was laughing.
Just fucking get to the goddamn story, local Miami news hack. Fuck off.
Is disgusting. Foul. According to an airline here, the passenger experienced explosive diarrhea all the way through the plane. The pilot reported this as a biohazard issue to flight control. The flight turned around over Central Virginia, returned to...
You fucking... Think about the worst thing you've ever smelled. I told Jeff I took a dump earlier that was foamy and smelled like burnt coffee. Think about the worst... I mean, the worst possible. It's a, you're infecting a whole plane full of people.
I got to tell you what, had I been the pilot, I didn't mind have taken a vote saying, hey, look, you all are back there in this. Anybody want to Shanksville this thing into the, you know, right into the fucking ground? I mean, because if you vote yes, I'll do it.
All right. Who wants to Flight 93 this thing and get it over with?
I don't know. Was it Shanksville? Yeah.
That's such a great poll.
God damn.
Yep.
Central Virginia returned to Atlanta more than 2 hours
after
its departure. Delta says the flight was delayed.
So at least for 2 hours, the people had to smell his fucking stink?
Delta told CNN that the flight was delayed for just over 8 hours. It was delayed for 8 hours.
Before it ever took off?
Yeah, well, they had to clean the plane.
Oh,
it set it set in Atlanta. It went back to Atlanta, then
hot
set
Atlanta.
For 8 hours. It was hot, all right, and corn-filled, and cinnamony and vinegary.
Who dropped their ice cream? Oh, wait a minute.
That doesn't smell like ice cream. That's a show title in minute 40. let's see, went back to Atlanta where the plane sat for 8 hours while it was cleaned.
That wasn't enough time.
Landed
that was
Barcelona.
Not enough fucking time.
Quote, our teams worked as quickly and safely as possible to get our customers to their final destination.
Gallon of gas and a match would have cleaned that fucking plane up.
It's not the first flight this summer to have the passenger experience disrupted by bodily fluids. This week, Air Canada issued an apology. I didn't read this far in the story. After two passengers were told to sit in inadequately clean seats that had been covered in vomit on a previous flight.
Somebody didn't clean up their poutine, huh?
You ever had that on crackers?
Poutine?
Yeah.
No?
You never had poutine on the Ritz?
Good night. I'm not sticking around for that fucking hack bullshit. I hope you're fucking proud of yourself.
Jeff, I've never been more proud of myself.
I'm so upset I didn't know where that was going.
Me too.
And I honestly
because...
had to say, no, I am not.
Because... You did what you're supposed to do as an ad-libber. Yes, and you did what you're supposed to do. But when I looked at you, I thought you had it.
No,
and you were just playing along.
Not a fucking clue. Oh. Didn't you get some? Don't you have some like exclusive audio of the pilot and the passenger talking about this?
Yeah, I do actually have some cockpit audio. Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Doug, I got this. If I can wipe the tears from my eyes from poutine on the Ritz. When I swear to you, when I looked at you, I thought you had it.
Nope, I had no idea.
And you
were
just
playing
along like a good co-host.
You ever had that on a cracker? No, but I snorted some coke off a black girl's ass once.
You've never had poutine on the Ritz.
Where have you been, Jimmy? So fucking sick, Mr. Swearingen. Chills, fever. Yeah, I hear it still in your chest.
Well, go to the lab. A
couple times felt like turning my face to the fucking wall. Fucking pale you are, too.
It's a plane. There are no walls.
I've rounded the corner, though. Plan for my return today or tomorrow.
Wu's opium courier was robbed.
Was that so? Well, was it money they got or dope?
All this fucking dope.
All this fucking dope.
Uh-oh. So you didn't get your resupply?
Nope. No.
Had you any lay-by?
No, sir. Uh-oh. Hey, Jimmy?
Sounds like I'm in for a dry time.
Yep.
Some more aches and pains coming up for me. When Wu suppose he hear again from California? Can he even make himself understood to you? I'm that amazed how the fuck you and him can make yourselves understood anyway to each other.
Jimmy, what become of that dope fiend Pharaoh deal that I hired to apprise me of what transpired over at Oliver's?
Leon?
Leon.
Leon, that's right.
Jeez, he just disappeared, didn't he? Where the fuck has he got to?
You've been wrong since you walked in here. You know that, Jimmy, don't you?
Like I said, sir, I feel like hell.
Is that what I mean?
What do you mean, Mr. Swearingen?
You've been lying, Jimmy. The smell of cat's piss in this room is so bad, I want to burn down the fucking building.
I'm nervous, sir. I'm always nervous around you.
Nervousness don't cause that. Lying
causes cat piss
smell. I want to tear this entire fucking structure down. I'll strangle you and throw you off the balcony, you stinking little cocksucker. If you don't hurry to tell me where and what's left of that fucking dope that you and that other fucking weasel have been slamming into your dope fiend fucking vase during your fucking convalescence.
God, Mr. Swearingen. Jesus, what a fucking stink!
Not to mention you kill a fucking chink courier and the headache over that I'm gonna have with fucking Wu if I ever get this fucking stench out of my fucking nostrils.
I just shit myself, sir. I'm saying it now before the smell gets you.
You shit yourself?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Throw yourself off the balcony.
I'm gonna crawl, sir. I shouldn't stand.
Where's the fucking dope?
At Leon's, I'll show you exactly. I'll tell you everything. We were 4 days up in his room.
Hurry the fuck up. Go and throw yourself. And stay in the fucking muck until I'm down
there.
Stay in the
fucking muck.
I just got a splinter the length of my arm and my fucking palm. It's all right. Go. Go, Jimmy. Come on. Come on. Get your shit smeared ass off my belt.
Get your shit smeared ass off my plane.
Go.
I hurt my arm. But I'm okay.
You fucking lie there now.
I'm just gonna roll forward so I don't get trampled.
That scene in Deadwood the movie where fucking they have that gunfight out in front of the gym and Johnny gets shot in the shoulder.
Yeah.
He looks up at Al and he goes, "Fucking shot I am." And he goes, "You'll fucking live."
Well, can you imagine the motherfuckers back at the airport when they called this in and said, "Hey, we're going to need some cleanup when we get back." Fuck, I got to go. Oh. My shift ends.
You know, stuff happens. Sometimes a lot of stuff. Sometimes so much stuff happens, it runs down the aisle of a transatlantic flight. Like Delta Flight 198, to be precise, from Atlanta to Barcelona. Forced to turn back and make an emergency landing just 2 hours after takeoff. Here's how the pilot described the onboard medical emergency to air traffic control.
"Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta."
Ugh.
The cabin crew was reportedly unable to contain the biohazard emergency with paper towel and vanilla-scented disinfectant. And after wheels down at Atlanta Airport, the Airbus A350 underwent a very deep clean. No word if Flight 198 was number 2 to land. But all passengers on board, including the one responsible for said biohazard, boarded another plane for Barcelona after an 8-hour delay. Delta said in part, Delta Flight 194 returned to Atlanta following an onboard medical issue. We sincerely apologize to all our customers for the delay and inconvenience.
Oh, that's so fucking gross.
Jeff, nearly 4,000 people are hospitalized with foreign objects in their assholes every year.
What?
According to a new study published last month in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine, which I just let my subscription expire to that.
Did you?
Yeah, sorry.
You can borrow mine.
With many of the sex items, sexual objects. Hmm. Makes that kind of lines up, doesn't it?
Well, I hope so. Not going to go in very easily.
No, I bet no. No, I bet you're right.
4,000?
4,000 a year.
A year. Wow.
The study found 38,948 emergency department visits based on 885 cases in this time period among party poopers older than 15. Older than 15.
What?
Yeah. Researchers scoured the National Electronic Injury Surveillance System for injuries involving the pubic region or lower trunk with an accompanying diagnosis of a foreign body puncture or laceration. 78% of the patients were male.
No shit.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Oof.
Just say you're gay.
40% of those required hospitalization. Over half of the foreign bodies were sexual objects, which could be items like vibrators, anal beads.
Many, many anal beads.
Many, many anal beads. Many, many french fries.
Whole string of them.
Balls and marbles, as well as drugs.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many french fries.
Many, many sex toys.
Oh, balls and marbles. I haven't talked to that guy in a long time.
Half, 78% were men. Balls and marbles, as well as drugs. Researchers also found an increase in hospital visits for rectal foreign items over the time span they studied, rising from 1.2 per 100,000 persons in 2012 to 1.9 in 2021.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just say you're gay.
Just say you're gay.
Experimenting.
Is that what it
That's
is?
That's what it is. They're just, yeah.
You ever experimented by shoving things in your asshole?
Only half a dozen times.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know what?
And then you shove stuff up your ass six times and all of a sudden you're gay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the first nine, they had the nerve to call you gay after only nine. You know, it's like, what are we, come on.
Just say you're gay.
No, I don't think it's gay.
Experimenting.
Yeah, just, you know.
Yeah, I wonder what it would feel like to, you know, shove this fucking 15-inch black rubber cock up my ass.
Boy, that was clean as a whistle, Daddy-o.
Man.
Yeah.
You'll be getting that audio clip in your email this weekend.
Right on. Please forward a copy to our human resources office.
Human resources? You nuts. I'd have to hire a male secretary if we ever opened like an office. And good luck finding a straight one of those. That's all I got for the news, man, I think.
What?
I told you it was a light week.
Light
I told you.
Fucking week.
I told you.
Jesus.
I do have some stuff kind of sitting around that we were kind of been sitting on for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it. Just tell me if you're interested.
Okay.
And if you're interested, we'll play it. Okay?
Yep.
How Jackie Met JFK from CBS Sunday Morning. This is a few months old. But it's I've kind of been hanging on to it in case.
How Jackie Met
JFK.
Well, the old airhead himself, huh?
Oh, fucking aerated skull himself. You know, fucking.
Old blustery noggin.
Oh, shit. Worth it.
Blustery noggin.
Fucking brain.
Whole wind tunnel brain.
His fucking three season skull.
It's three seasons. That's the best. that's good. That's really fucking
three
good.
Three season skull could also be, or yeah, could also be a show title.
That's really I'll have fucking to decide. Three season skull. Old fucking Jigsaw Skull himself.
If you were a fan of this show and you see the show title every week and you go, how are they going to get to that? Knowing that we pick a show title from the dialogue of the show, how are they going to get to Three Seasons Skull?
That's as good as Half Pastor Cerebellum.
Jeff,
God damn.
I fucking have almost never laughed harder. If I hadn't have, on two dozen occasions since then, laughed harder because of you on this show... I mean, that was revelatory. And that may have been the day I knew you were the funniest motherfucker I knew. Because, God damn it, I fucking, they're out half past your cerebellum. I fucking screamed. All right, let's just start it and see where it takes us.
Yeah, let's go.
We got a half hour to kill, right?
Yeah, sure.
Before becoming American royalty.
Oh, is that Jacqueline the Jane Pauley?
It is. Yeah.
Okay, Jane Pauley Young, was she a piece of ass or not?
Yes. Yes,
I think she
kind of
was.
Damn it.
I think she kind of was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Back when she was what, on the Today Show with...
Fuck. Jane Pauley is, let's see.
70.
70? Are you nuts? She's from Indianapolis. Did you know that?
I did not.
72. You were close, buddy.
Boy.
She's younger than I thought she was.
Hmm.
72.
Today Show, right? That's what I'm...
Yeah.
She,
yeah.
Who the fuck hosted that with her? Well, I mean, there's probably been a few different people because she was on there a long time.
Bryant.
Was it Brian Gumbel?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Dude, young Jane Pauley, come on.
Yeah?
Yeah, tell me you wouldn't fuck this girl.
Let's go.
She looks like Bewitched in this one picture here, actually.
Well, Elizabeth Montgomery wasn't nothing to fucking sneeze at. I wouldn't have thrown her out of bed. Well, I probably should put a young.
Well. Man, there is nothing like those fucking early 20s college girl tits, man. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you got to take a shot at that.
Yep.
Not so much that picture, but
that's
a good
one.
Look at that. Come on. You got to put your crease on her tongue.
All fucking bright-eyed and ready to take on the news world right before, you know, somebody shoved it right in her ass and showed her place. before she auditioned for Harvey Weinstein.
whoever the 1972 equivalent is of that scumbag at Fox News was.
Oh, Murdoch?
No, the other Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes, yeah.
Whoever the equivalent of that would put her on a couch and taught her the ins and outs of the business, so to speak.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He gave it a business.
He gave me the brush.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, not bad. You know who she looks like, and I got to edit this out, but my buddy wife, Young.
Oh, really?
That's who she looks like.
Oh, I'll
like.
Be damned. Mm-hmm. She always kind of had that school marm look to her, you know, a little bit.
I don't know.
Huh.
I'll give her a school marm.
She gave me the brush.
That's right. That's right.
Before becoming American royalty, Jacqueline Bouvier was a working woman. And as Tracy Smith
working that corner
tells us, her first big job led to
was a blow job of Jack Kennedy's cock.
A life-changing first date.
Oh, God.
Mrs. John F. Kennedy, third youngest of the 29 wives to live in the White House.
Would you like to go for a ride in my jalopy?
Would you like to put the top down and go for a drive? Then her head disappeared.
Well, with you, yes, but not in Dallas. Ted.
Not in Dallas, I'll tell you that much also. Mrs. Kennedy.
If you were alive in February of 1962,
nope.
There's a good chance.
This is the one I think we should do for the 60th anniversary has watched this tour of the White House.
And she saw this.
Mrs. Kennedy.
I think that's Charles Collingwood, I think is who that was.
I want to thank you for letting us visit your official home.
First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy's tour of the newly restored White House was broadcast on all three TV networks.
All three of them? Ooh.
And you were, I mean, you were shitting in tall cotton and you had access to three, man.
Fucking A, man.
Remember the first time you were able to turn a channel, get like Channel 9 out of Chicago and buddy.
Discovered the UHF side of life. Holy fuck.
This is wallpaper that was printed in France.
Yes, this wallpaper.
Well, she had an odd fucking tone of voice and dialect.
This wallpaper was created by Negro slaves.
You tell those kids I'd like to be that daddy.
Oh, man. We have not played that for
not.
A long
That's
time.
That's so fucking gross. It God, is. It's slimy.
You tell them kids I want to be that daddy.
Kids I like to be that daddy.
So after, not long after the assassination, which even makes it worse a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because LBJ is having a conversation with Jackie, and it's recorded because he recorded everything like Nixon did. And so, many years ago.
I'd like to introduce you to Jumbo.
I just came, sat my desk, and started signing a lot of long things, and I decided I wanted to flirt with you a little bit.
Oh, sweet. And I read, will you sleep in the White House tonight?
I guess so. I'm paid to.
All three sleep in the same room.
I think I've probably asked this many times before we play this. How long after the assassination was this?
I don't know, but okay. Jeff, it was not.
Can't it be that long?
Not that long.
Can't be.
No, because he goes, I'd give anything if I wouldn't hear it. Like, I mean,
right.
It was,
so it's got to be close.
Yeah.
Would you say probably within 30 days?
Oh, I can look into it, but I don't.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You all three sleep in the same room because it's the worst of your first night.
Darling, you know what I said to the Congress? I'd give anything.
Well, he's just sleeping in the White House for the first time, so it was right after.
Oh, wow, this is right after.
Yeah, so.
I said to the Congress, I'd give anything in the world if I wasn't here today.
Well, listen, it's going to be funny because the rooms are all so big. You'll all get lost, but anyway.
You're going to come back and see me?
Someday I will.
Someday. Give Caroline and John a hug for me. Tell them I'd like to be their daddy.
Goodbye.
What?
Tell them I'd like to be their daddy. Wow. And that's, you know, and it was fairly well, like at the time these tapes came out, it was fairly well that they just were like, this fucking hick piece of garbage, what are we doing? You know, like they really were not, you know, trying to have that talk with LBJ. They did not. Those two camps did not like each other. The
vice president does not stay at the White House, right?
No.
He's got a different residence. Stays at a Motel 6.
Yes. Yeah, well, Errol Lyndon, go back to room 13 where you belong.
Beautiful. Chairs over there.
Yeah.
They are pretty.
They are pretty. I like to striptease for Jack's friends when they're sitting in these chairs.
Take it off.
Yeah, take it off, you whore.
They are pretty.
But people who knew her well say that the real Jackie was not at all like the flawless figurine who appeared on screen.
It seems that some people assume that the most interesting thing about Jacqueline Bouvier is that she married a Kennedy.
You know, I think the presumption has been that...
Who's this fag?
Well, you picked up on that, huh?
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
Where the boys at or whatever the...
Where the boys are. Is that Connie Francis?
Now, what was that fucking clip we played a few weeks ago? The guy being tossed around the bathhouse.
Pass over the white boy.
Yeah, pass over the white boy.
Ooh-wee.
Pass over the white boy. Oh, naughty me.
So good.
So good.
So God good, damn. Man. God damn it.
Pass over that white boy.
Pass over the white boy. Oh, naughty me, you know.
God damn, that's good.
Fucking hilarious. Mrs. Kennedy.
You know, I think the presumption has been that her life only became interesting after she married him, when in fact, because she was so interesting, he married her.
You good?
Carl Sferrazza Anthony is author of a dozen books about first ladies.
Ooh,
creep.
a dozen books about first ladies, huh?
Oh, God, can you imagine if that was your life's hobby? Boy. God. I'd fucking three seasons my skull in a heartbeat.
Three seasons.
Hey, now I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to put an addition on my skull. I'm going to renovate.
I'm going to have my wife put on her fucking brain-decorated suit. I wonder whatever became of that, of the suit.
Some sicko's probably got it hanging in a fucking glass case somewhere in their basement.
Sniffs it every year on the anniversary or whatever.
Girl, by an imprint of our sister company, Simon & Schuster, is about Jacqueline Bouvier before everything. A young woman who once wrote that her ambition was not to be a housewife.
She had a rather dim view of marriage. She felt very strongly, even as a young woman in the early 1950s.
So did John. So.
She did not marry before she had somehow established herself.
Yes, I feel very strongly that you should suck my friend's cock in this White House swimming pool, which happened, by the way. It was a thing that he had an intern suck his buddy's dick in the... Yeah,
Jesus
that's a thing
Christ.
That happened. Yep.
Kennedy-loving cocksuckers.
Man, we're pulling out all the hits today on TGO Radio, man. We haven't played that clip in a... Pray with me, Henry.
Never over my dead body. It's the president's personal property. I'll never give up my tapes to a bunch of Kennedy-loving Harvard Democrat cocksuckers.
Harvard Democrat cocksuckers.
Pulling out all the hits today, man. Yeah. All the old stuff we haven't played in a long time.
Is about Jacqueline Bouvier before everything. A young woman who once wrote that her ambition was not to be a housewife.
She had a rather dim view of marriage. She felt very strongly, even as a young woman in the early 1950s, she should not marry before she had somehow established herself.
What Jacqueline Bouvier wanted was to be a writer, and she was willing to start at the bottom. And back then, this was the bottom.
Start at the bottom of these nuts.
Era, start at the bottom and lick your way up, Jackie. Era, let's see.
Lick your way to a book deal.
Boy, also clean. Well, let's see here. At the hospital, Kennedy continued to wear the bloodstained suit, but she had removed her hat. The whereabouts of the hat today are unknown. Let's see. She wore the suit alongside Vice President Johnson as he was sworn in on Air Force One. Kennedy had no regrets about refusing to take the bloodstained suit off. Her only regret was that she didn't wash the blood out of her face before Johnson was sworn in. Her maid folded it and placed it in a box. Some days after the assassination, this box was dispatched to Kennedy's mother, who wrote November 22nd, 1963 on top of the box and stored it in her attic. Eventually, the box was given to the National Archives in Maryland, together with an unsigned note bearing the note read, Jackie's suit and bag worn November 22, 63. The suit was never cleaned. Is kept out of public view in an acid-free container in a windowless room. The precise location is kept secret.
Oh, wow.
Man, that's something. That's something I did not know the answer to.
Yeah, I did not either.
And back then, this was the bottom.
Oh.
A column in Washington's Times Herald called The Inquiring Photographer, later changed to Inquiring Camera Girl. Her job was to take pictures of passers-by and ask their opinions about random topics, like women in politics, or...
The Negroes! What do you think about those Negroes? Well, that's fine. Just keep them out of my neighborhood. Says Jack Smith and fucking...
Yeah, those uppity Negroes. Okay, just keep them out of my neighborhood.
That's it.
They can have their place, but I got mine, too.
About random topics.
Be fine.
It's just...
Like women in politics, or how a wolf whistle made them feel.
Yeah. She's asking... strangers on the streets of Washington.
Wow.
10 years before becoming the world's most famous woman.
She was fearless, charming, and single.
Oh, tight as a drum, I bet, too.
No Young one, Jackie?
Oh, no one was deep-dicking that fucking patrician sow in fucking 52. Come on, man. Hairy as the day was long, right. I bet, too, man.
Oh, yeah, that fucking hairy. Lady's razor hadn't been invented
yet. No, buddy, there was nothing. You'd have to weed whack your way through that gasoline-powered fucking...
Industrial strength fucking...
Oh,
Nair.
I mean, whatever they used to fucking edge the lawns of the White House, they had to use on those fucking pubes in the 60s, 50s and 60s.
Oof.
Golly. Guys who were into that still, I don't get it, man.
Into the big fucking hairy bush.
Forget it. Holds too many weird smells.
Weird things.
Yeah, you're not, you know. Oof. We're not Neanderthals anymore. You don't need that for warmth. Fucking shave that already.
Have you ever seen the movie Waiting?
I have not seen all of Waiting, no.
Have you ever seen the scene at the end where the one waitress lifts her fucking skirt up?
No.
So you're familiar with the whole dick,
yeah,
the whole dick showing game that they play.
Yeah, the brain and the bat wing. And,
well, that
yeah,
one crazy psychopathic fucking waitress
yeah,
gets fucking pissed off at them all at the end, stands up on a table in the restaurant and pulls up her goddamn skirt, and she's got a hairy fucking bush right there with lint and shit in it.
No, thank you. Hard pass. Hey, Rod, Jackie, suck this cock.
How a wolf whistle made them feel.
But she's asking strangers on the streets of Washington.
Ugh.
10 years before becoming the world's most famous woman.
What a fucking tedious goddamn job that must have been.
She was fearless, charming, and single.
Ugh.
And some of Jackie's...
Poor, it sounds like.
She didn't have to wear shorts in the summertime because she had so much pussy hair that it fucking...
Friends, like newsman Charles Bartlett and his wife Martha,
yes,
thought she'd be a perfect match for the most eligible bachelor in town,
ugh,
a certain congressman from Massachusetts. The Bartletts were close friends of both Jackie and JFK,
mm-hmm,
and they would stay close. Charles and Martha stood godfather and godmother to John Jr., but back in 51, they just wanted...
51.
Those two to meet.
72 years ago.
So one night in May, yep, they threw a dinner party at their Georgetown home.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, nothing elitist about this at all. One of the common folk, the Kennedys, get fucked with this nonsense.
Yeah, right.
You know, like most about the Democrats, they're you know, they're like the regular people.
Yeah.
Are they? All right.
Sure.
Play.
Usually say, that's ancient history. That there's no one alive today who remembers what happened on that night in Georgetown 72 years ago. But in this case, there is someone
what?
Who remembers it all.
Yes, well, she's 517 years old.
John's just got scattered memories of it.
He's got, well, quite literally scattered memories.
Learn how to balance things. See how the room is balanced?
Yes.
No, you didn't, cunt. What? Don't lie. This is the old woman that was there that night.
Oh, of course.
I get up in the middle of the night and move.
She's fucking 117.
I can't remember what I ate for
Martha
lunch
Bartlett,
yesterday. This
the
cunt
hostess
doesn't remember
of the dinner
shit.
Well, you know, what's funny was, so I'm sitting at Dad's watching Jeopardy yesterday.
Yeah.
And he goes, because he asked me where I was for Labor Day, and I said, I forgot it happened. So I got up. I did laundry. I did dishes like I did on any other, you know. And I forgot all about it. He goes, how do you remember so much stuff on Jeopardy, but you can't remember to go to... I go, because I'm an old man. It's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Remembers what happened on that night in Georgetown 72 years ago.
Ugh.
But in this case, there is someone who remembers it all.
Ugh.
Stand here, for instance. Learn how to balance things. See how the room is balanced?
Yes.
No, you
yes.
don't. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
No, you don't.
I get up in the middle of the night and move the furniture.
Do you move?
Yeah, fucking obsessive. You should try a medication then.
Yeah, right.
Been around?
Mark Summers, relax.
Nice.
Most obscure reference of the day on TGR Radio. I win that award.
Where Jackie met JFK.
And how much is this?
No, $30,000.
Is still very much alive, thank you.
Picasso said you've never seen a rooster until you've seen a rooster weathervane.
What does that mean?
Well, how is that a fucking recommendation for anything? Picasso said, you've never seen a rooster until you've seen a rooster weather vane? That's what she just said.
I'll show you a fucking vane.
I'll show you a rooster, all right. You shriveled up old sow. Picasso said. Schopenhauer said the 16-year-old girl was a smashed triumph of nature. We don't talk about that, though. Gives a shit. Fucking Picasso said.
No, 30,000.
Is still very much alive, thank you.
Picasso said you've never seen a...
Pick your own asshole. Said Beavis in an episode of Beavis and Butthead once.
And living in Washington, in a house filled with American antiques.
That's in the Metropolitan. Here's Pennsylvania. That is a reverb, 200 years old.
And at age 97,
Jesus Christ,
of what happened back in 51 are still alive as well.
No, they're not.
13th, 1951. What do you remember about that first dinner?
Nothing. I can't remember shit.
I remember she jerked him off under the table. I felt the first rivulets hit my sock.
I've still got the cum stains on the table to show you.
I kept it like Monica Lewinsky.
Or that he would enjoy Jackie.
Emery.
Hey, Monica, how about you give me some money if you want to wash that dress? No, I'll take care of it, thanks. Really? Okay. Clinton had the presence of mind to, you know, like, fuck her mouth and then go jerk off and come in the corner, except for this one little spot. And she goes, maybe I better hang on to this just so I can look back and, you know,
yeah,
be in my 40s with kids and look back and go, oh, yeah, that was the time the president of the fucking United States plumbed my throat and came on my chest.
I blew a load all over my dress.
Oh, my God.
You.
Picasso said you've never seen a rooster until you've seen a rooster weather vane.
And living in Washington, yeah, in a house filled.
Jeff Durant says you ain't never seen a cock until you've seen my cock.
I like how you loaded up for that. You went, K.
You got some fucking Picasso wisdom for you.
Picasso. Could also be a show title. If it didn't have to be three season head, it would have to be Picasso Wisdom.
In the Metropolitan, here's Pennsylvania. That is a reverb, 200 years old.
And at age 97, her memories of what happened back in 51
are for shit.
Still alive as well.
No, they're not.
May 13th, 1951. What do you remember about that first dinner where Jack met Jackie?
Well, I wasn't too sure that he would enjoy Jackie. Or that she would enjoy him. So I had my other good friend, Loretta Summers. So we had an extra woman, which was very peculiar.
So they had a three-way.
So if Jack didn't like the one whore, he'd go over to the other whore and see if he could fucking dip his nuts into her pussy instead.
Whichever one of you can get me off first will be my bride.
Each of you suck it for 30 seconds. Whoever makes me come wins.
Loser has to go suck off Teddy.
Boy, I bet that. Man, you bet Teddy got some spillover in the old days?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Between Jack and Robert, there was some spillover.
Oh, there was. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you think to be Teddy Kennedy and know that Jack and Bobby were both fucking Marilyn Monroe and you were like,
you were drowning people in a creek.
Yeah, you were stuck killing campaign workers. It's the fucking, get beat it, fucking Teddy, you idiot.
God. I still love that Dennis Leary joke. Biggest goddamn target in the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bullet in my ass.
I had my other friend, Loretta Summers. And so we had an extra woman.
How'd you find Loretta Summers would have been like, God damn it, I was this close to having brains on my sleeve. Brains on my sleeve. Whew,
glad that wasn't me.
Oh, man.
Brains on my sleeve.
Yeah, well, maybe Loretta Summers could have given birth to a better pilot.
Brains on my sleeve. Still warm and twitching.
Yeah, on my sleeve is the memory of my first date with Jackie.
Okay. Well. Jackie. Or that she would enjoy him. So I had my other good friend, Loretta Summers. So we had an extra woman, which was...
No fucking disarray. But you almost had brains on your sleeves.
I love that scene.
How much disarray? No fucking disarray. But you almost had brains on your walls.
Every fucking time I hear the song Plush, man, I think of that episode. These are the eyes of disarray.
No fucking disarray.
Enjoy him. So I had my other good friend, Loretta Summers.
So we had a backup piece.
Yeah, we had a backup piece of trim in case Jack didn't like the main course.
My left nut still has some left in it.
Anyway, Loretta Summers. So we had an extra woman, which was very peculiar, but we had it anyway. And so if he didn't like one, at least he wouldn't be bored because he did show boredom.
We know.
Do you remember the menu?
Probably, as usual, it was my same old chicken casserole.
Chicken casserole. That was what you served at these
parties.
She
has no idea what the fuck she's talking about.
I'm afraid so. You could name the menu before you sat down.
Saucy old broad. Man. Sheesh.
Oh, that's very funny.
Of that night. And according to author Carl Anthony,
yes,
Kay made quite an impression.
She wrote about the first time she met John F. Kennedy and how she knew, as she put it, he would have a disturbing effect on my life.
Well,
gargle my nuts, you Georgetown whore.
Gargle my nuts, you Georgetown whore.
Gargle my marbles. I want my cum to explode in your mouth like the Kool-Aid Man.
What?
Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He would have a disturbing effect on my life.
Yeah.
And she says she almost felt like running. But she knew that whatever heartbreak he was going to inevitably bring her, it would be worth it.
You know what? Was it, though, in the end? To have a fucking helium balloon pop on your fucking on your fucking hat? Helium balloon filled with brains? Brains.
Privately, Martha says Jackie was in hot pursuit.
Jackie I'm even said that the pursuit. Two of you were shamelessly matched.
Over 500 miles. What? Don't you hear, good boy? Bank Robin is baby shit alongside what this dude is doing.
This dude.
I could start at the beginning if you'd like.
I gotta tell you something. I hate that movie.
Fuck you. The movie is excellent.
But every second Jackie is on screen, fucking love. But the rest of the movie, it's trash.
It is trash.
But every second Jackie's on screen, I just am enamored by his... it's just...
Hold up on that car wash, boys. You punks look tired out, too.
give me a sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. I'm going to goddamn hurry.
What's great about that scene at the car with the three punks
is
that you can, if you watch the other two, when he's back talking to the one that gives him most of the information about the band, you watch the other two, you can see him trying hard not to fucking crack up. And those were probably the best fucking scenes, the best takes they had. It's so fucking funny.
Gleason was so strong.
Man. Oh, my God. God, he was good.
Come in here.
And privately, Martha says Jackie was in hot pursuit.
I'm in hot
Jackie
pursuit.
Jackie even said that the two of you were shamelessly matchmaking, trying to get her and Jack together.
I'd say she was the shameful one if there was anybody.
Why do you say that?
Era, I gave her a foot job underneath the table. I fucked her clit with my big toe. What? What do you mean, a foot job? She jerked me off with a scarf. That's how we fell in love.
Jerked me off with a scarf?
Yeah.
What'd she do, wrap around it and try to start it like a lawnmower?
Yeah, man.
Say that.
Give me a lawnmower pull.
What? I'll tell you what, the old lawnmower pull. That takes me back. I promise that would get me back in the game. I'll tell you that. That's for sure.
Oh, she would. What would she say?
Well, she would see an opening at a dance or something that we could invite Jack to.
A dance?
A dance. Yes, the ice cream social. Let's invite Jack Kennedy over.
We're going to the Cotillion this weekend.
The Cotillion. Yes, I think we should invite Jack to the Cotillion. Mrs. Kennedy.
Fucking uppity fucking idiots.
Mrs. Kennedy, don't you think you should invite Jack to the Cotillion? Go fuck yourself, Collinswood.
Oh, I think you should just go fuck yourself.
Being friends so that she could see Jack instead. Yes. You know, if we hadn't been so close, I would have said she used me.
To get to Jack.
It was as much her idea as mine.
And it seems she did whatever it took to improve her chances.
Era, Lisa.
Era, Lisa.
Lisa. And good work, Simpson. Quick, honk at that broad. Good work, Simpson.
Triarch Joseph Kennedy.
And whether it's a coincidence or not,
that they were all fucking dirtbags, every male in that family? Yeah.
Several days after she visits Joe Kennedy, for the first time,
she was smuggling illegal hooch. She was paying off federal officials.
She was running 400 cases of illegal cords from Texarkana back to Atlanta.
Fucking A right she was.
Are linked together
to the passenger seat
in the gossip columns with a prediction that a wedding in the next year will be Bouvier and Kennedy.
Yeah,
you know, she was never sort of gaga, crazy, doe-eyed, in love with him, that kind. They do begin to date, but he still kind of drags his feet.
Well, yes, because I'm fucking a lot of whores right now.
I can pencil you in for a month from today.
Yes, I'll have to get rid of this venereal disease before I get married. They do blood tests here in the 50s.
Taking so long. And
wait. She's disappointed. What's interesting is that this is the young woman who said, I'm not interested in marriage.
It was an
act.
She
said, I'm not interested in marriage. She never said she wasn't interested
in taking cock down her throat.
Not until she saw that bank statement.
Yeah, she went, oh, wait a minute.
Whoa,
they're rich.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
To the White House.
What happened from then on is well documented.
In fashionable yes.
Pop
Newport, Rhode Island, the wedding of U.S. Senator John F. Kennedy
yes.
and socialite Jacqueline Lee Bouvier.
The Kennedy-Bouvier wedding in 1950.
Oh, just can you fucking... A wedding of two regular jack-offs. I went to a wedding once of two local morning radio personalities, and it was insufferable. Can you imagine
the
Kennedy-Jackie Bouvier wedding? Fuck you. Ugh.
I remember my sister and my mother waking up at the butt-ass crack of dawn back in, what, 81?
81
when Princess Di and fucking Charlie. I'm like, what the fuck are you people doing? You're nuts.
Yeah.
Gives a fuck about these inbred fucking crooked teeth fucking idiots.
Hey, I'm right here. Okay. It's the inbreeding makes me funny. All right,
Jesus
fuck you.
Christ.
Sure, that might take her to the White House.
Yeah.
What happened from then on is well documented.
Yes, well.
In fashionable Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes.
His skull exploded on her dress.
U.S. Senator John F. Kennedy and socialite Jacqueline Lee Bouvier.
The Kennedy-Bouvier wedding in 1953 was one of the social events of the season, maybe the century.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Bartlett was an usher.
Yeah. I shit my pants.
Martha Bartlett was...
What, are you flying to Barcelona? No, just now, I shit my pants.
One of more than a dozen bridesmaids.
Speaking of shitting your pants.
Oh, you got one brewing there, Daddy-O?
I took a dump before the show, but... Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a depth charge.
You sank my battleship.
You sank my cranium, said John Kennedy. Yes, it's the wedding of the season.
I don't know why, but she was not a happy bride particularly.
No shit.
I think it was just...
They probably gave her the nail on their wedding night. Yeah, no kidding.
Wake up the next morning. What is this itch?
I never had a burning sensation when I pissed before. Hey, Rob, my bad.
That's just the Kennedy in you.
Do you have any Kennedy in you? Do you want some?
Wedding. I don't know why, but she was not a happy bride particularly.
Yes.
I think it was due to the fact that her father couldn't give her away.
Was he there?
He was there. He got totally intoxicated the night before and couldn't get up the next morning.
Of course he did.
Joe Kennedy.
You know, he hit the mother load.
A fucking drunk Irishman.
He had a tub full of hooch at the whole fucking hotel that he made.
Of course he got drunk. The bandit made it back with all that beer.
Oh, fucking bootlegger. Cocksucker. Fuck him.
He was there. He got
totally
intoxicated.
Going to buy the vote in Chicago.
Skated the night before and couldn't get up the next morning.
A 36-year-old Massachusetts senator and his pretty 24-year-old bride.
Yeah.
And so began a union that still fascinates today. Martha Bartlett was there for a lot of it. That's her next to Jackie at the State of the Union.
Yes.
But for her, as with many of us.
Hurrah, the State of the Union. I am so hard right now.
The Kennedy saga brings mixed emotions about a glamorous couple and a dream unfulfilled.
Well, it was in a matter of speaking.
So when you look back on your matchmaking, you and your husband's matchmaking, do you think job well done?
No, because I find it terribly sad.
Well, yeah, stupid.
It's a sad tale.
Well, yeah.
No,
you don't think so?
Really?
In the end.
Yeah.
But I think we...
What, like the permanent tie knot wasn't bad enough? And then his fucking head explodes like a balloon at the fair. Yeah, that's terribly sad. Yeah, I know, stupid. Fuck this dumb old woman. That's terribly sad. Yeah, we know.
His head looked like Dave fucking Letterman dropped it off a 5-story building.
That is hilarious. Let's see here. The garment is now stored. Jackie continued to buy Chanel suits even after the death. So there you go.
She didn't have all that money, though. She had to go to Chanel number 4. Chanel number 3.5. Then who'd she marry? Some prince or something? She did all right after that, didn't she?
She married a billionaire.
Onassis, right?
Onassis, yeah. And he's got some fucking dumb name, too.
Onassis.
Yeah, but his first name.
Phil?
Phil Dees?
Steve Onassis.
Aristotle Onassis.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was like a shipping billionaire or something, right?
I thought he wasn't like a... He wasn't a prince or something. He was just a billionaire, huh?
He was an old man. Let me click on it.
He was, who am I thinking of? Prince of Monaco.
Business magnate.
Magnate.
Yes. Amassed the world's largest privately owned shipping fleet.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in shipping, oil wells, or real estate.
And she, and she also outlived this one. So, he died in...
When did she die?
Who, Jackie?
Jackie. She's still dead, right?
Last I heard, 1994.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Buried at Arlington. Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. She had a domestic partner?
What?
Maurice Templesman.
Oh, the gangster of love.
That was satisfying because that song is great when you're like 16 and 17.
Yeah, but it loses its luster.
By the 3 millionth time you've heard it, I'd almost rather take the Kennedy way out.
The shine wears off.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Some people call me the shut the fuck up. No one's calling you. Man.
Call me Maurice because only your mom calls me the gangster of love.
Yeah, right. 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 All right, well, she went to Vassar.
Yes, sir.
Vassar College. Jackie did. Oh, that's great. Life following the assassination. She did not wait long to marry, I don't think, either, like in the 70s.
It was pretty quick, wasn't it?
Let me see. After RFK's death in 68, Jackie reportedly suffered a relapse of the depression she had suffered. Blah, 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 blah. Jacqueline married longtime friend Aristotle Onassis in 68.
What year was Kennedy killed?
63.
And Bobby was...
68.
68, okay. The stank? Stanky. I like how the mic picks that up.
That was...
gross.
Foul.
Yeah. No. Springfield even, tire fire bad.
I couldn't even laugh. I just slowly pushed the mic back, grabbed the air freshener. It was sewage.
Sewage. Oof.
Yikes. Scoob.
It smells like shit-covered strawberries.
I don't know why that's making me laugh all of a sudden. All right. Well, I think it's 7:22 on the East Coast here, and I think we can call it a night, right?
Sure.
So they got married in 68.
Good.
When Jackie was... hang on. She was... he was about 20 years older than she was.
Well, how old was she when Kennedy was killed?
July of 29, so she would have been 34.
What, in 63? Wow, yeah.
Man.
Damn.
That's young.
Yeah.
So this is Jackie Kennedy's life. She has a baby that dies a few weeks before Jack gets popped in Dallas.
Really?
So yeah, so she had a baby that died.
Why did I not know who?
It was like a few weeks before.
Who died?
The baby she had.
What's the fucking name?
Who
they
cares?
Named it.
Cares? Theirs.
Oh, who cares?
Now I got to look this up. 5 weeks ahead of her scheduled due date, gave birth to a boy, Patrick Bouvier Kennedy. Via emergency cesarean section. Let's see. First lady was on August 14th. The president returned. Blah blah blah. Blah, blah. Let's see. Infant's lungs were not fully developed and was transferred from Cape Cod to Boston Children's Hospital, where he died of some shit I can't pronounce 2 days after birth. This was in this is early August of 63.
Jesus Christ!
And three and a half months later, her husband gets popped in front of her.
Boy, life just fucking...
I mean, just
punched her and punched her. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So she marries Aristotle Onassis in 68. So he dies in 75.
Okay.
Man.
God, and she lived till 94, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
What year was she born? 24, you said?
1929.
29.
Yeah. Still dead. still dead, and in the end you die and it means nothing, and that's kind of the problem, right? Well, I mean, they're still writing books about her. And in fact, I looked into this book a little bit about her early pre-Jack Kennedy life, and it didn't sound like a terrible book, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that's kind of, that's kind of the answer, right? All right, well, now it's 7:25 on the East Coast.
Well, what the fuck are we doing flapping our fucking stupid gums?
I don't know about you, but I have nothing else to do. So I have nothing else to live for. So I'm just...
Oh, you gotta go home and feed the cat.
Oh, I've already fed the cat.
Oh, well, then don't go home and feed the cat.
Nah, I'm gonna go home and probably take a shower and watch some of the ball game. And
Right on.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you,
fellas. Did you catch that guy out in Pennsylvania yet?
Who?
That fucking, you see the...
Who's that? Who's, what guy?
You didn't see the convicted murderer that walked out of the fucking...
Is that the guy that shimmied up the fucking wall?
Crab walked up the fucking... You see the video on that?
I did see that last night. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't put the two things together, but he just fucking old...
Boy, they're not going to find that dude, man. It was almost an hour before they realized he was gone. So that motherfucker had like a 50-minute head start.
Sure
on
did.
Yep.
Huh.
Incompetent fucking oafs. Somebody else recently escaped from that prison the same way.
Is that right?
And they brought a consultant in, and the guy said, "Oh, you just put some barbed wire up there." Well, he crawled through that. So
he crawled through that. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next week on as we near the end.
When is our last recording?
Recording day is October 19th.
October 19th. Well, we're getting close, Daddy-O.
Yeah, man, this is our 38th episode.
Fucking shattering that record every fucking
week.
Fucking shit doobie.
See you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over? Huh.